This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Tuesday. And man, oh man, here's what we have today. Yes, I know about the freak convention at the White House today. I'm aware of it. We'll touch on that very, very briefly. But we're going to focus on the big deal. What's the big deal? Your decreasing standard of living. New CPI numbers out today. We'll talk about those tonight. We'll talk about getting what you voted for. We'll talk about wins. Did you know there are wonderful things happening politically in this country right now? Has anyone told you that today? There are. I'm so excited about this. 10 minutes. I'll tell you what, 10 minutes from now, I'm going to get into some of the wonderful things happening in the country today. Why we avoid our problems, why some problems are insurmountable, climate change, the removal of Confederate statues, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Again, Mike Lindell, 45 minutes from now, he's running for RNC chair. Why? Why would he do something like that? He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the prestige. Why do it? We'll ask him about that. But first, I want to begin here. I am spoiled. I know I'm spoiled. You are spoiled. We are so blessed to live in this country and in this day and age that it can take away our necessary perspective sometimes. I have a hard time keeping perspective. You probably do too. Not because you don't want to. It's not because you're a bad person, because it's hard to get perspective unless it hits you in the face. Like I got this email. It said, "Dear Jarhead Jesse, why do people say give back instead of donate or give? Giving something back makes it sound like I took something versus earning something and then giving a portion to someone in need. Thank you." His name is Mike. He's a retired Navy chief. He says, he's not insulting, by the way. He finishes it and says, "Your show's fantastic. This is coming from a Rush fan from 1988. I'm glad you were on the radio." But here's why I can't speak for others. Here's why I say give back. Because in the few moments when I have perspective, I realize that I have so much that I don't deserve. I know that I have been given so many endless blessings I have no business having. And I'm not necessarily talking about monetary things. Family, right? I don't deserve great wife, great kids, great parents, great sister. I don't deserve that. I'm a terrible person. But let's go to the materialistic things. I have a home that has air conditioning and heat in it. Maybe you're scoffing at that, but you know how incredible that is? That if you're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show in your home right now, you're listening at the exact temperature you want to live in. That's unique throughout history. That right now, no matter where you are, unless you're stuck in traffic, you are 30 feet max away from a clean glass of drinking water. As much as you want, actually. Unlimited clean drinking water, unless you're listening to me in Flint, Michigan or Jackson, Mississippi. These are unreal blessings, and they're all we've ever known, right? As an American, if you are an American, I realize we have a bunch of legal immigrants who listen to the show, especially Cubans, because they hate communism. I love you, Cubans. But it's real Americans, not real Americans, that's not what I mean. People who were born in America, that's all you've ever known. That's the only life you've ever known. We've only ever known blessing, and we've only ever known our standard of living, with a minor blip here or there, we've only ever known it going up. Look, I'm not doing the back when I was a boy thing, but cell phones. When I was a kid, there weren't any cell phones. It didn't exist. When you took a road trip, you didn't get to browse funny things and play Angry Birds on your phone. We played ALF cards and did license plate games. And then eventually my father, I remember he was a construction superintendent. And I think I was early teens. We were in Montana. He was a construction superintendent, and he got a truck phone. No, you couldn't carry it around, but it attached to his truck. And if he was away from his truck, his horn would beep if the phone was ringing. And this was, now you're laughing now. Chris is over there laughing because he's a child and doesn't have any perspective. But I thought it was basically like something from Star Trek. Dad, can you turn on your truck so I can call it from the house and see it ring? And then I want to answer a phone in your truck. And then eventually it became cell phones. Of course, it was the big fat ones at first. And then they got smaller and smaller. And man, eventually text messaging came around. You realize that wasn't a real thing. And you're laughing about this, but think about this. This is all stuff that just happened in my lifetime. It's getting better and it's getting better and it's getting better and it's getting better. And now I'm looking at my phone right now. And this is just stuff I have on the home screen. I can, without stepping outside, I can check the weather. I have a ride app that can come to me. I can look at my credit card balance. I can open up my bank, and I can not only look at my balance, I can transfer money back and forth. Oh, look at that. There's a food app. I can click on this food app, and with the touch of a button, I can actually have food being delivered. You should know that I have some pizza and wings on the way here right now that I used with this app. Here's a little workout app that attaches to something on my chest so I can tell how my workout was. This is just the home screen. I can not only control my home security system, I can look at the video cameras right now if I wanted to. If I wanted to pull up a video teaching me how to replace the engine of a car. I don't know how to do that. Chris is one of these gearhead nerds that knows, but I don't know how to do that. I could look at a step-by-step video right now at replacing the engine in my midlife crisis car. We've only ever known life that gets better and better. And I'm not talking about you personally. As you well know, I've had plenty of bottom-out moments in my life, out of work, things are going bad. But nationally, as a nation, it's only ever gone up. And it hits me that I think we might be living in a time when that's going to change, and maybe change in a, I don't want to say permanent. Permanent's such a strong word. In a long-lasting way. You know all the numbers today. You've heard them read to you all day long. Consumer price index up 7.1%. What's that mean? Gas up 10. Fuel oil up 65. Electricity up 13. Groceries 12. Chicken 12. Milk 14. Eggs 49, which is a real problem when you have meathead sons who eat like a dozen eggs for breakfast. Bread 15, potatoes 16, baby food 10, airline fares 36, all while real hourly earnings going down 1.9. That's courtesy, by the way, of Jackie Kotowitz. I want to make sure I give her credit, and I want to give credit to this, to Zero Hedge. Prices have increased faster than wages for a consecutive 20 months. 20 months. That means we're not on a few months, we're not on a quarter, we're not on 6 months. We're on closing in 2 years of your standard of living going down, going down, going down for 20 straight months. This is, of course, what you get from the White House.
But we could see setbacks along the way as well. We shouldn't take anything for granted. But what is clear is that my economic plan is working and we're just getting started.
He is right. It is actually working. It's working exactly as intended. It's working to destroy your life. He went on.
I'm not taking any questions right now. Thank you very much.
Can you say when you expect prices to get back to normal, Mr. President?
I hope by the end of next year, much closer. But I can't make that prediction. I'm convinced they're not going to go up.
Oh, that's very confidence-inspiring. One more thing out of President Poopy Pants.
Used car prices fell for the fifth month in a row. New car prices didn't go up this month. That savings is critical to so many families. It gives them just a little bit of breathing room for the holiday season. And all of this means that for the last several months, wages have gone up more than prices have gone up. Wages.
You still see a reliance.
That is your standard of living going down. And I don't need to tell you this. This is not me talking. I know you know. That's what's so crazy about this stuff. Every time these numbers come on, we get on and we read all the numbers. I didn't need to tell you that eggs went up. You know eggs went up. I know, so I know you know. I don't need to tell you that gas went up, that baby food went up. We don't even talk about the young parents out there now and their struggles with baby food, baby formula. I don't need to tell you these things. You know, because you're having these conversations at home with your spouse. Maybe if you live alone, you're having these conversations with someone else or yourself as you sit there and dog cuss the newest prices in the grocery store. I know. And it does occur to me. And believe me, we're going to get to good news. I'm going to give you good, great news here in just a minute. Are we in the peak and we just peaked and now we're going down? And that cell phone isn't going to be better, isn't going to get better. Are we in one of these periods of time in history, and there have been many of these, where the standard of living for all of us goes down from here? I don't know. That's ugly stuff. All right, we have good news and people getting what they voted for. Next.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday night. We got Mike Lindell. He's running for RNC chair. Why would you even put yourself through that? We'll ask him that in about 10 minutes from now. We have good news. We have emails. We have bad news. I'm about to get to the good news here in just a second. Remember, you can email the show whatever you want. I read them. All the emails go right to Chris. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All are welcome here. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Just always keep
in
mind.
You know, freedom is not free.
That's the truth, Chris. Now, that was enough ugly. Let me get to one more ugly thing here in a moment. I'm going to do this. This is called, in the radio business, this is called a setup. I actually am not sure if that's what it's called. I just called it that for now. But I'm doing a setup, Chris. If you would sit there and learn and let me be your mentor, I will show you how to do this. So I'm setting you up. Headline. Governor Kathy Hochul signs a bill replacing alien with non-citizen into law in New York. Okay. All right. Governor Kathy Hochul signs a bill replacing alien with non-citizen into law. One, don't dismiss things like this. Language is important. The communist has known for the longest time that language is important. And because it seems unimportant, they use it on you very effectively. Oh, it's just a word. Well, why shouldn't we just say non-citizen? It's no big deal. Then what do we say? This, it's the Republican motto. What do we say? This isn't the hill to die on. It's the great Republican motto. You want another one? Here's another one. New Yorkers gave Kathy Hochul low marks on meeting policy goals in 2022. Oh, you mean the New Yorkers who just sent it right back to the governor's mansion? Okay. Getting what you voted for. So there's that. And then there's this. Here's Heavy D in Florida making an announcement today.
Florida, you know, it is against the law to mislead and to misrepresent, particularly when you're talking about the efficacy of a drug. So today, I'm announcing a petition with the Supreme Court of Florida to impanel a statewide grand jury to investigate any and all wrongdoing in Florida with respect to COVID-19 vaccines. And we anticipate that we will get the approval for that. That will be something that will be impaneled, most likely in the Tampa Bay area. And that will come with legal processes that will be able to get more information and to bring legal accountability for those who committed misconduct.
Here's one more from Heavy D. Pay attention.
But the reality is, even this in May of June of 2020, I think you've continued to see people in these bureaucracies and in this establishment behave in ways that have totally squandered any type of confidence or goodwill that people would have. And our CDC at this point, anything they put out, you just assume at this point that it's not worth the paper that it's...
Who of us is?
Again, nailed it there. But wait, there's more. Headline. This is from KTUL. I don't know what that is. I'm assuming it's an Oklahoma news site. Feds will steamroll our rights. Oklahoma senator files bills to restrain the federal government. I'm not going to go into all the details of them. You should just know these are bills that say, hey, the sheriff is the top law enforcement officer, and if you're the FBI and you come into our state, our sheriff will have you arrested. You will be arrested if you come into this county without the sheriff's permission. Now, why is this good news? Well, this is why it's good news. Because the right has for so long been so toothless and pathetic and weak that it has never found a way to effectively fight back. The communists have understood that power is what matters. And we've always been under this stupid impression that popularity is what matters. And I have said over and over and over again, I have told you 1,000 times, get to a red state. Get out. Get to a red state and make it redder and become an activist. And why do I tell you to become an activist? To run for office, run for state house, run for this and that. Why do I tell you to do that? I say over and over again, so you can fortify your state against a federal government that has now declared you to be the enemy of the state, threat to democracy, and all those other things they tell you. Oh, flying a Tea Party flag, he's probably a potential terrorist. And now states are getting teeth, and they're working together, and they're using the power their citizens have given them to fight back. And that is the future of this country. A coalition of red states standing up and standing strong against a wildly out of control, corrupt, and frankly evil federal government. This is great news. And you know, do I sugarcoat things for you? I sure don't. I never do. This is inspiring. Now, don't get me wrong. We're a long way away from where we need to be. This is just the beginning. But it is a beginning. You're overweight, weigh 300 pounds, want to lose a bunch of weight? You showed up at the gym today for the first time to go walk on a treadmill for a mile? Is that getting you where you need to be? No. But unless you took that step, you'd never get to where you need to be. We are seeing step one, the beginning of something great, and I'm excited about it. We're going to talk to Mike Lindell about the FBI and our corrupt government here in just a moment. And we're also going to talk about this, food. We're going to talk about the glory of food at this point in time. You know why? Because it's what I use to make myself feel better whenever I'm having a rough day. And it is all relative term, but whenever I'm having a day that ain't exactly going the way I want it, I text the wife and I say, hey, could you get out some Biloxi shrimp for me? I'm making this for dinner. Good. Could you include some Biloxi shrimp in that? The best shrimp you've ever freaking eaten in your life, because it's the freshest shrimp you've ever eaten in your life. It didn't come across the Pacific Ocean from Vietnam. It came right from the Mississippi Gulf, and they delivered it to your front door. and you're supporting a company that shares your values. American shrimp boats, an American company. Buy American. Buy quality and buy American. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off the entire order. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo Jesse.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I am so looking forward to this. I've been looking forward to this all day long. The man himself now joins us. I talk all the time about putting your money where your morals are. How about somebody who's the CEO of a major company and won't stay out of politics fighting for you because he can't. He has to do good. I love it. Joining me now, the CEO of MyPillow, a man who needs no introduction on this show, Mike Lindell. Mike, before we get to your new announcement, let me ask you, why do you keep getting yourself kicked out of these places? Don't they make you a lot of money?
It doesn't matter. I stand for, I'm not going to not do something and get kicked out if it's a moral high ground to take and to go after the truth in this end. So whatever the repercussions are, I don't care. I'm going to plow through.
Why aren't there more of you in the corporate world today? I'm not going to act like there aren't any. There are. There are many great ones, but there certainly aren't enough. It seems like CEO after CEO after CEO is in some kind of a race to bend the knee to these people every single day, and it's so frustrating to watch. What's wrong with them?
Well, it's just courage. We're in an anomaly in history, and they're in fear. It's fear. There's all kinds of fears. There's lawfare. You speak up about machines, you get sued for lawfare. Judges are in fear. They kick the can on standing so they don't have to look at some. And box stores and businesses are in fear because what's happened before, the bots and trolls, the social media will attack them, not even being real people, but it scares them. And they have an obligation to their stockholders, and they're going, and so they make poor decisions. If they are courageous, it might be the other way, which is the wrong decision. And which a lot of box stores made that choice a few years ago with MyPillow, and they're paying for it now huge because real customers were not those bots and trolls. And so we're in a great place, though, the way social media is shifting now and all this stuff pouring out of what Twitter did. If you've seen yesterday on the fifth Twitter dump by Elon Musk, the term MyPillow was flagged every single post on Twitter. That was the report. MyPillow, if you use the word MyPillow, you got flagged and it was completely censored. Isn't that shameful?
That is shameful. What has happened to this daggone country? Michael, yeah. By the way, before we get to your announcement, one more thing. What happened with the FBI? Whatever came of that? I know that you were surrounded at a Hardee's. Great cheeseburgers, by the way, I might point out. You were surrounded at a Hardee's and they took your phone. Where are we at on all that?
Well, you know, I want to say first to that, the danger of that, everybody, that happened in the middle of the day at, around noon or whatever, in broad daylight, and they surrounded me, one in front, one on the side, one in the back, and I was with a friend of mine. We were coming back from a hunting trip. Had this happened at night, I would have bashed. There was no identification. It wasn't a black sedan with sunglasses. It said FBI. Very undercover. I would have bashed through them with my pickup and tried to go and plow down the highway trying to get to a sheriff or a law enforcement because I didn't know they were FBI. That's the scary part. Mm-hmm. But instead, I got out and yelled, "Who are you? What do you want?" I hit, shielded the door and He said, FBI, I said, "Show me a badge." And then I asked the other one. I said, "Show me your badge." And they had two badges. So I figured, the bad guys probably wouldn't carry two badges. And then we had the conversation. But when they did this, I want everybody to realize this was an hour and a half conversation. I said, "Are you going to arrest me?" They go, no, we're not arresting you. I'm going, "Well, I want to be arrested. I wanted to be arrested. I did. I've done nothing wrong. I want to be arrested because the news outlets, Fox News, will never talk, about the stuff I'm fighting for." And anyway, then when they said they're going to take my phone, I said, "No, you're not." I said, "I'm going to call a lawyer." And he goes, "You can't call a lawyer." And I said, "So wait a minute, you can arrest me and I can call a lawyer, but you said you're not going to arrest me, but you're going to take my property and I can't call a lawyer." We argued for 10 minutes. Finally, they did let me call the lawyer. And to this day now, then we sued the FBI and the government for taking this phone. It's a violation of First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendments. And technology, the law has not caught up to technology. When you take someone's phone, it's not like the old days. You're taking someone's flip phone, they go buy another one. This is everything. I had passwords in there that aren't in the cloud. It hadn't been updated for 14 days. I mean, it was a complete nightmare, okay? Well, everything I run off that phone, on my business. Anyway, the judge, so get this, we went for it to put in to get the phone back. The judges, remember, I say the judges, it's just horrific what's going on in our country. The judge says, "No, you don't get it back." Well, we're appealing that, you guys. I mean, every avenue I'm taking because this can't keep happening to our citizens. Many people's phones were taken in this country. Doors were bashed down by the FBI. The government has weaponed the FBI against us. In fact, I said to the FBI, I said, "Why don't you bash my door down like you did in Colorado with America's mom, Sharona Bishop, and others?" And he said, "Sharona didn't open her door fast enough." And I said, 42 seconds. So we should all have little timers. So, FBI, open up. 37, 38, 39. Come on in, guys. Good, it's just disgusting. So that's still sitting out there in court, and I'm not giving up on that at all. It's not even about getting my phone back. It's about our violations of our laws by the FBI.
Amen. Speaking with Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. All right, Mike, I have been calling for, and I know you have as well, we need a change in leadership of this party. The leadership of the party is weak, it's old, it's stale, it has not produced the results it should. I love that you're trying to do something about that. What are you doing?
Well, I announced a couple weeks ago now, I am running for chair of the RNC. Ronna McDaniel, let's just grade her for a minute. 2010, F. 2020, F. The 2021, the Senate runoff in Georgia, F. 2022, F. The runoff in Georgia, F. You get all these Fs. If you're CEO of a company, you don't get to keep being the CEO. You have failed. You failed the RNC and you failed our nation. And I asked the other day, I said, why would Ronna still be running? Why would she want to run? And does the pay make that much pay that, because obviously if she cares about our country, you got to change the input. You think she would say, hey, I failed. Someone else take the helm. I love my country. But that's not what she's saying. I love my country. I'm going to take the helm of the RNC when I win. And I'm going to not even take a salary. I'm going to put it back in the RNC. And I'm there. The RNC, over the last 2 years, let's go back to the 2020 election. They raised money from big donors to investigate the election and the machines and the ballots, everything. They raised $80 million, and then they didn't do a thing. They just went into hiding. And then they just did it. And the worst one is that, well, that's terrible enough. But they didn't get behind any of the people's candidates, the America First candidates. Even in her own state, Ronna didn't even congratulate Matt DiPerno in the primary or Christina Caramo or Tudor Dixon. That's where she lives. Didn't even congratulate them. Well, you go down to Arizona, and everybody knows all the problems they had with their voting down there, with the machines all glitching the first day. It made international news. So the lawyers down there, RNC came in and said, hey, we'll hire the lawyers. Well, I know the lawyers they hired. I probably know every lawyer in the country right now. So they told these lawyers they were going to pay them to check all this out, investigate it for Carrie Lake, Fincham, and Blake Masters. And as soon as they heard that the relief was going to be a new election, the RNC said, oh, no, I'm sorry, we're not going to pay you lawyers. They cut stakes and headed over to Georgia, started telling the big donors again, give us money and Herschel's going to win. Herschel lost. You let the donors down again. You got to have a different person in charge, or we are going to lose our country. The RNC has done nothing. When you do nothing, when you don't put the money in the right places, you're as bad as the things that are going on with our laws and stuff that are being weaponized.
Mike Lindell, God bless you, sir. Please stay in the fight. We need you in the fight out there. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Love that guy. Did you know, on top of fighting for us in the corporate world, on top of running for RNC chair, he's also offering MyPillow mattress toppers right now for as low as $99.99. No, in all seriousness, there's a huge sale right now in Giza Dream Sheets on my slippers, which are just heaven on your feet, inside and out. I wear mine inside and out. That's how great these things are. And mattress toppers. They have a special on all three of these things right now. Does that sound like the type of human being you should support with your money? Or should you go support Walmart, who just sponsored another drag race with kids there? Drag show. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, Giza Dream Sheets, My Slippers, Mattress Toppers, not just to get the best quality, to say thank you. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call 800-845-0544.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. It's already been a great show, and we have hours left. Hours! If you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. All right, let's get to a couple things real quick first. You know this really grinds my gears. I love that saying, grinds my gears. So I'm going to use this saying a lot more. Now, I've decided I need to up my sayings. So I'm going to steal other people's sayings, and then I'll act like I came up with it. So grinds my gears is something I came up with. Anyway, the headline is this. Orthodox Jewish leaders meet with Mayorkas, Hochul, Adams, and Schumer, who pledge an action on rising anti-Semitism. Mayorkas is obviously DHS head, Hochul, Adams, Schumer, okay, the whole New York crew. They pledge action. And the action from guys like Mayorkas say they are fully dedicated to prosecuting hate crimes. And they say things like this, quote, to ensure that violent acts of anti-Semitism and other forms of hate are addressed at every level to the fullest extent of the law. Okay, that's good, right? But here's what's so interesting. I'm looking at an article. This is from Forward.com. Let me just go through this here with you on the phone.
They of course, cite statistics. 45 anti-Semitic incidents were reported to authorities. This is just from the NYPD just in November. 60% of all hate crimes, so on and so. Okay, so New York Jews are being attacked a lot. That's really bad. We have quotes from Mayorkas, from Kathy Hochul. We have police statistics. We have New York Mayor Eric Adams saying things. What I don't see is anything about who's committing the crimes. Huh. That is so wild. Because if I was, Kelly's an Irish name. Let's say we're back in the time in America where the Irish were getting dumped on all over the place. And as you know, there was all kinds of tension with the various communities, you know, Italians. There were all kinds of Irish and Italians, tensions there. And let's say my people, the Irish people, I don't identify as Irish, but let's say I did. Let's say me, the Irish people in my neighborhood were getting attacked by Italians at every turn. And I was talking about the hatred and violence my people were experiencing. I think a great sign that I was taking that seriously would be naming who was actually doing the attacking. No? Don't you think that's important? But we can't do that because it's mainly black people who are doing the attacking, not just in New York, across the United States of America. The black-Jewish tensions are real. They've been real for a long time. And all I see are these stupid campaigns that use these vague terms, hate crimes, stop anti-Semitism. And look, it's not just in the Jewish community. Stop Asian hate. But nobody wants to name names. Nobody wants to have an uncomfortable conversation. Therefore, nothing ever gets fixed. Uncomfortable conversations are how things get fixed. You know what I see? I see this all the time, not to change the subject, and I'm not changing the subject, but I see this all the time. I see this in young couples. This is what I see. And I'm certainly not some relationship expert, but I'll see things. I'll see them say things. We never fight. Oh, it's so great. No, we just never fight. We just get along every minute of every day. Okay, so this is going to end bad. That's what I think every time I see that. Because you're two different people, not the same. You're two different people. And if you never fight, you know what it tells me? It tells me you're avoiding hard conversations. It tells me he wants things that she doesn't want. She wants things that he doesn't want. And he does things she doesn't like. And she does things he doesn't like. And no one wants to have an uncomfortable conversation. No one wants to say, honey, I know you love the garlic shrimp. I do too. But my word, could you carry some Listerine strips on you because your breath stinks when you're done? Nobody wants to have the uncomfortable conversation. Honey, no, I don't think your mother-in-law should stay with us for a month because when she does, it ruins the home. It ruins your mood and our mood, and she needs to get out. Nobody wants to have uncomfortable conversations when it comes to race relations, especially not in America, when everything has turned into a black protection racket. And that doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help black people. It doesn't help Jews. It doesn't help Asians. It doesn't help anybody. Stop running cover for people when it comes to race relations and start having honest conversations. The tensions between Jews and black people, I mean, you go back to Crown Heights. You go back, it goes back forever. These tensions have been there forever. But in America, 2022, about to be 2023, that sounds weird to say, we don't ever have those talks. We don't ever have those talks. There's never an uncomfortable conversation. Oh, don't get me wrong. I take that back. Yes, there is. If you find a white Christian, you can blast away at them. Both barrels, baby. But anyone else, oh, hey, we can't say that. They've been oppressed. Your problems will never get better until names are named. Ever. Until we speak in a very direct, very uncomfortable fashion about everything, both personally, culturally, politically, until we have uncomfortable conversations, nothing changes. That's a fact. Here's an uncomfortable conversation for you. You ready for this? Your house stinks. Your house has smells. It's not your fault. I'm not blaming you. You as a human being have odors. I have odors. Your pet has odors. When you cook, it soaks into the walls. It soaks into the carpet. That's why when you walk into a stranger's home, it has a smell to it. Your home has smells. And it's not great. And you can have those smells removed from your home. And no, you don't have to pay $2,000 to have your carpet steam cleaned. Just get yourself an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack, and they will take the odors out of the air of your home. I told you last night, my mom complained because the Eden Pure took away the odor of her Christmas tree, which she loves. These things are miracles. I own 6 of them at this point in time. I'm not telling you to do something I haven't done. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use the promo code Jesse3, that's Jesse and the number 3, and that'll save you $200 on a 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. I'm sorry, I got to have a little bit more of the corruption of this administration in my life because we're going to talk about this here in a moment. Language is important, and these people don't say words by accident. Keep that in mind when you hear Jake Sullivan.
So we do have estimates of how many encounters there are at the border on a daily basis. We have processes and procedures in place to identify those individuals, to process them in an orderly fashion, and then to do what is appropriate based on that processing. And we have believed that that system is a system that does an effective job of being able to determine who is coming across the border and what the right way to deal with their case is.
Did you catch it? I hope you caught it. Did you hear what he said? He's being interrogated about our open border. Did you hear what he said? If you missed it, I'll play it again for you in a second. We'll discuss what he said and why he said it. Always pay attention to the language of the communist, all right? Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.